No, dude. No, I did not suck his dick, bro. All right, get it straight. All right, now quit calling me about this. Goodbye.
Guys, he definitely did it.
Sorry, dude, that was my boss. No.
He definitely did it.
You know how it is, man. Shit gets crazy at the workplace. Come on, man, you're out there dealing with that hard lumber.
Bro?
All right. So how you been, dude?
I've been good. Been chilling.
Yeah, just chilling.
Yeah, for the most part. Life isn't really all that, fucked up right now. Like, shit's been getting straight for me lately.
Well, that's pretty positive.
You know, except for my job. My job's still shit.
Yeah, I feel that.
Like, no offense, Home Depot, if you guys ever hear this. But yeah, like, my hours have been drastic. It kind of sucks right now, but I'll get by for the most part.
So how's work been with the COVID shit? Like, you guys have to do weird shit now?
Store's been closed at 8 instead of 9 now. Everybody who comes in has to wear a mask. They're going to probably bring back the only 100 people who can come in at a time.
Yeah.
So they're going to have barricades and all that stuff blocked off and everything like that. They started putting dispensers up for almost everywhere, like hand sanitizer and all that stuff everywhere. They changed up a lot of the bathrooms. Hell, they even blocked off the water dispenser.
Dude, you know that shit's being made and processed like crazy right now.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's bad. And, like, we don't even get all of our stuff anymore. Like, a lot of stuff that you would normally get in the trucks, stuff that we would order, everything's pretty much backed up all because of this COVID shit. And since it's coming back, technically, everything's going to just get backed up even more.
Yeah.
So, like, it's been kind of hard at work, but, like, for the most part, like, it's getting a little easier, like, with knowing what to do and stuff, since I'm, like, not new anymore. I'm decently, like, been there for a minute now.
Yeah.
So, like, it's been good.
That's awesome. So, like, you were saying something about the stimulus checks or some shit? Like, they're sending another one out. I haven't been keeping up on shit, honestly.
So, my my girlfriend's brother, he was the one who told me that apparently that they passed that they're going to pass a law for the stimulus checks and that they should be coming in either in August, if not August, then sometime late September.
Dude, that'd be pretty sick.
And if they do come in, that'd be really great. Honest to God, we need it. Like, right now, I'm not going to lie. I'm trying to get a place, move out, get situated.
Yeah.
All that stuff. And it'll come in handy.
That's what's up, man. Did you end up checking out that new... it's totally off topic. But did you end up checking out that new Eric Andre? Comedy special?
I never ended up watching the comedy special, but I know about it. Like, I knew co-worker was talking to me about it, and he was telling me that I need to watch it and stuff because he loves Eric Andre.
I think wearing the mic is fucking me up. I can't think because I'm listening to myself talk.
Yeah, that probably is true.
And I'm not hearing you like face to face. I'm hearing you through the fucking mic. It's kind of it's kind of weird.
Might help take out like one ear.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, that's better.
Yeah, that'd be better.
All right, dude. Yeah, because it's totally like taking my fucking attentionally.
Well, that happens. Like, I'm not gonna lie.
But no, dude, it was really funny. It's pretty awesome. It's called Legalize Everything.
I need to watch it.
It's pretty good. My favorite bit. He's got this bit. Well, I don't want to spoil it. I don't want to spoil it actually, because you haven't seen it yet. So we'll talk about that.
We'll talk about that
later. But it's really good. Go watch
next episode. We will talk about that.
It was pretty funny, dude. It had me cracking up. And so,
good times.
What else did you want to talk about? There's something you really wanted to talk about.
Oh, yeah. I really wanted to talk about the Crystal Leah situation.
So you finally looked into that?
Yeah, I finally watched into that.
I talked about it.
That shit was crazy.
Yeah, I talked about it with Shiloh before real in depth, but, like, how do you feel about it? Like, were you a fan?
I am a fan of Crystal Leah. I'm not going to lie. Like, I was a fan of Crystal Leah.
And are you like, still a fan?
I still am a fan of Crystal Leah. I'm not going to lie. Like,
It is funny.
Like, he's funny as shit. I'm not gonna lie, but at the same time, I'm kind of on the fence with everything.
Yeah, because it's fucked up, dude.
Like, it's fucked up because, like, yeah, he was talking to little girls and shit like that, young women and everything like that. But then when they turned 18, that was when he was doing shit. But then at the same time,
actually happened.
Yeah, that too. I don't really think a lot of shit of any of that.
I don't think that's been put out there yet. I don't know. I haven't seen. But it wasn't like little girls. It was like,
they're not little girls. Like, it was teenagers. Like,
I think it was like 16.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like
16s.
But the 16s, but they 17. Were underage. They were under 18.
Yeah, they were definitely under 18. That was for
real. So he's basically kind of just like grooming them. And yeah, I've talked about it before, man. It's pretty trash. Yeah, and it sucks, dude. Because it sucks to be a fan. You know what I mean.
And then if I can see your biggest. Or not when
yeah.
he
was, but well, he was, dude, he was like the new Dane Cook. He was doing fucking huge. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how I kind of saw it. Like, I grew up watching Dane Cook. And then just kind of discovered this dude like a year ago. And I've seen everything. You know what I mean? All the comedy specials and shit. And, like, I think he's funny as hell. But, right. I mean, I don't know, man. The ironic thing, dude, is he's played like a fucking, like, molester dude. Like, he played one in Workaholics.
Yeah.
You remember that one?
Yeah, I do.
Where he was a little boy and shit?
Yeah, I do.
He was talking to, like, little 12-year-olds on the fucking, on the computer.
That was bad.
And then, and then in the, I don't know, have you seen You on Netflix?
No, I've not seen You.
Dude, in this, well, I'm just going to tell you, he's probably not going to watch it. But
probably not.
This, it's pretty good. But in the second season, he plays, like, a dude who fucking drugs teenage chicks and fucking takes pictures of him and shit, and then one chick claims to have been raped by him.
Dude, that's not good.
No, dude. That's, like, that's why really are you? Good. What's up with these roles? Exactly, and then, like, and then now this comes out.
Yeah, like
it's. I mean, I don't want to say like shit lines up, but like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah, that's
pretty, that's a
that's sus right there.
To me, that's very sus. Like, that's very sus. Right, like, it's a crazy coincidence. You know what I mean?
No cap. That's,
I don't think it's sus. No. I don't. My bad. Let me reword. I don't think it's just a coincidence.
Yeah, it's not a coincidence. Like, that lines up too well with each other.
Way too well,
like,
dude.
You can't fucking play roles like that, and then out of nowhere, fucking this shit pops up. And
yeah, it's just like, it's like, why did you want to go for those ones?
Exactly.
Like, or like, why did you,
you
get...
felt so comfortable, and then you were funny as shit in those roles.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, yo, bro, like, come on now. You done something.
And see, remember he's supposed to have like that zombie movie that he's supposed to be in with like Dave Bautista and everything.
Yeah,
he's supposed to come out on Netflix or something like that. I wonder what's gonna happen with that.
Dave Bautista's in a lot of shit.
Oh yeah, he's the fucking man now though.
He's in a lot of shit. And it's crazy as fuck. I'm just like, bro, really?
I think the big one that he was in first was Riddick.
Was he?
Maybe.
Yes, he wasn't Riddick. He wasn't Riddick.
Well, he wasn't Riddick, but I think that might have been like the one that kind of kickstarted a little bit. I don't really know. I haven't seen all the movies.
I thought fucking Guardians of the Galaxy was one that kickstarted.
I don't know. I can't remember if Riddick came out before.
No, Riddick did come out before Guardians of the Galaxy.
Did it?
Yeah, Riddick came out before Guardians of the Galaxy. But fucking.
Because that's when I remember him being in like a really big movie.
Yeah. I remember him being. That was when I remember him too. And fucking, honestly, because he was gone for a minute. And it's crazy how all these WWE stars just can star in movies and movies just be popping.
Yeah.
I'm just like, bro, what the fuck? Like, y'all just keep doing your own thing, man. Do it.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I don't want to see John Cena anymore. That's for damn sure.
What do you mean?
I'm tired of seeing John Cena face everywhere. Like,
what, in movies?
In movies, back on WWE. I'm just sick of seeing this.
I love John Cena, dude. John Cena's a man.
He grew old on me.
He's a man, dude.
He just grew old on me.
I'm not digging the hair.
Oh, fuck no.
But he's a man.
Like.
But, dude, in fucking in Trainwreck, he was fucking hilarious.
Trainwreck was hilarious.
He was, like, dude, he was rolling.
Trainwreck. he had me weak as shit in Trainwreck.
The boys make the noise. That
shit fucking, was so what was fucking that funny. With, wasn't he a father?
Oh, that one where he's butt chugging?
Yeah, fucking.
I didn't watch that one.
I can't remember what it's called.
I didn't end up seeing that one.
Yeah, he was funny in that one, too.
I wish I did.
Fucking. And Stepsisters as the drug dealer. What's it called? It's called something else.
It's Stepsisters. I know what you're talking about, but it's not that one. It's not Stepsisters.
I know it's not Stepsisters. It's something else.
But it might be. I don't know. Let's look it up. Look it up. Come on, man.
I'll be right.
We got a personal Jamie at her fingertips.
I know, right?
But yeah, dude. I'm real curious about this.
Curious about what?
What the movie? It's fucking my mind. It's fucking my head up.
We need songs.
We need sound drops.
Like, Yeah, we do.
Yeah, dude, that shit was hilarious, dude. John Cena playing the drug dealer.
No, it was Just Sisters.
Just Sisters, there you go.
Not Just Sisters, but Sisters.
Oh. All right, that's what's up. But he looks so funny with the fucking tattoos and shit.
Oh, yeah, all the tattoos, fuck.
And then he's like,
are you... He can name all hella drugs, and that shit was
killing me. Remember when he's all, you ready to do this?
He was so serious.
Yeah. She was like, yes.
Like, never lost his composure throughout the whole movie. I'm just like, dude.
And then you remember, I think he starts dancing at the end for a minute. Or no, either that or he just stays, like, stiff. I can't remember.
I can't remember. I think he stayed stiff the entire time.
Good movie, dude.
It was a good movie.
Hella good movie.
The girls be funny sometimes.
How's the game life?
Game life's been good. Like, still trying to get your ass on Destiny.
What are you playing on? We couldn't play right now.
I know we can't play right now. I'm just waiting
till
I...
I'm not going to start till we can.
Yeah, no. Fucking, let me probably give you a fucking... Once I get my Xbox Series X, I'm going to probably give them mine.
Man, Xbox I think I'm... One. I think I'm done with...
Don't say Sony.
No. Fuck, dude, what was I going to say? Game. It was game-wise. Oh, I'm done with Warframe for sure. I'm not going to play that really? Shit.
Why? What's wrong with Warframe?
I just don't have enough time for that garbage.
Dude, I get down on Warframe.
Nah, dude. It's fucking, it's easy. It's too easy.
Oh, yeah, hell easy.
It's way too easy, dude. Nice. Like, I'm not even trying to be crocky. Like, it's just way too easy. I don't dig it. Like, I'd rather fucking spend some time in a game where I feel like I'm actually doing something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But yeah, fucking, I've been playing Destiny. I'm gonna start playing Fortnite, and I'm gonna start getting back into WWE, fucking 2K, because fucking, I need to get my nigga up.
I was thinking about getting me a 2K.
Yeah, I would.
I haven't played 2K in forever. Yeah, I used to love the shit out of 2K. 2K12, dude.
Oh yeah, 2K12 was the shit.
Dude, played that game all day and night with Charlotte, bro.
I remember
good times.
I remember the days when I'd come over and help you guys.
We had that dude maxed out 99. Not to brag, but dude, like, looking back, like, those were, like, the hardcore gaming days when you were, like, 14, 15, and fucking, you know what I mean? Like, you would throw controllers, break them. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know about you, like, I would fuck shit up. Dude,
I came over and there was always a broken controller.
I'd be fucking pissed, bro. Not always. Always had at least two.
But one was always fucked up somehow.
No, that was just for the longest time because I didn't buy one.
Yeah, I know.
But I didn't. That one wasn't broken because of that.
No, I'm not saying broken like we couldn't play on. I'm saying broken like the outside was cracked somewhere. Something was damaged on.
Oh yeah, but a lot of that too was like little kids because we'd be at my dad's.
Yeah, that's true.
Those fucking little kids would run rampant.
Fucking toggle would be fucking weird and shit.
Yeah.
Little kids pressing on toggles.
Yeah, no, they shouldn't.
Actually, I can't say that. That's wrong. Backtrack. Don't.
Holy shit! Yeah, what are you doing?
Don't think about anything that I just said right now.
He was doing a bit. He was doing a bit.
Yeah, I was. It'll never happen again, I promise.
We can't. I'm not even going to edit that out, so fuck that.
There's no point. You know? Like, better. I'm just going to keep on going with this one.
Better deal with that.
Yeah, fucking. I'm definitely getting a new PS5 because, dude, these new games coming out, fucking Crash Bandicoot, Ratchet & Clank.
Yeah.
Fucking, I know the fucking new Last of Us is already out, but I definitely want to get that on the fucking PS5 instead of the PS4.
Yeah.
Fucking the new graphics on it is going to look dope as shit, and I honestly just can't wait. Like, I really don't care because everybody's tripping on how it looks. Like, everybody's calling it looking like a book and shit. I don't know a fuck about that, to be honest. Like, fucking the Xbox is like a goddamn fucking rectangle.
I think they both look pretty sick, dude. Honestly, I kind of don't like the way the PS5 looks.
Yeah.
That's why I'm going to wait for the next version.
You're gonna wait for the next version?
Always, dude. I always do that.
PS6.
No.
There's gonna be a slim.
You know, there's gonna be a slim.
Fucking yeah, I'm surprised.
Let's check out the slim or the pro and see what's up. Well, they have like a digital one.
Yeah,
which is,
I'm getting the digital one.
So. That's so weird to me. Just no disc.
I don't care for that.
I know, but that's like,
really, like, need a disc.
That's such a weird concept to me, dude.
Like, for me, like, with disc,
I'm too old,
like,
school like that. Like, love the fucking.
I know. But me, I'm gonna have kids. I know they ain't gonna take care of shit, so it's better just have it on the system and not worry about.
Yeah, but what if your system fries and you don't have a backup?
But I have it on flash drives.
That's real.
Exactly. They're not flash drives. That's game real. Drives. I'm about to buy a new game drive next month.
That's what's up. But yeah, I don't know. It just looks terrible to me.
Yeah, it does.
I was hoping for something like way more slick.
Yeah, I was too. I'm not gonna lie.
You know what I mean?
Like PS5 from PlayStation.
Nah, man. I think Xbox went super slick, and then I think it shook them a little bit. Because I don't know if you remember, but there was like a little video that leaked out, man. And it, I swear, I mean, it could have been fake, but it looked pretty goddamn real to me. It looked like a normal Sony little commercial ad. I just seen it on fucking Instagram. I didn't look too far into it.
All right.
But dude, it was just like, and it looked like a dope little system. It was like real, I don't know. It was just real simple and minimalistic and didn't look like a fucking book. But it doesn't even really look like a book. It just looks like some weird, like, it looks like a weird internet router.
I was going to say it looks like an internet router.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Like, it does look like a weird ass internet router. I'm not going to lie.
I don't like that it's standing.
I like when it stands.
Nah.
Negro.
I don't like it.
Fucking Xbox is standing.
Yeah, but that's different. It's a fridge. I don't know. I just feel like, because like most of the, like usually all of the PlayStation systems, you fucking, lay down, face down. I mean, you could, the fat PS2 was one that you could turn to the side. I don't think you'd really want to do that with a PlayStation 3.
Nah, PlayStation 4.
And you can't, I wouldn't do it with the PlayStation 4 either.
PlayStation 3 I would do it with. I've done it with PlayStation 3 a long time, but PlayStation 4 not so much.
I wouldn't, yeah, I don't know. Just seems like I'm gonna fuck something up. What? I don't know.
As long as you don't stand out on the side of the vent, you're fine.
That's true. I don't know. I just like them better when they're sitting down.
I teach them.
I just think it looks slicker. I don't know. I like the simple fucking design. Like, that's why I love the PS4. That shit's just, bam. Looks like a laptop kind of.
Yeah, it does kind
of. Like that cool. You would open. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it does look nicer.
So,
what's up?
You ready? You ready to get down to the nitty gritty?
Yeah, fuck it.
We're gonna talk about it.
Talk about what?
You know what we're gonna talk about.
I don't know what we're gonna talk about. You know what we're gonna talk about more than I do.
Talk about it.
No, you talk about it.
Grab the DOS.
You started.
Grab the DOS.
Jesus
Christ. I'll tell you right now. I'm about to open that beer behind me and drink it before I'm done with this one. And create an entanglement. Entanglement.
So, guys.
What's up?
We both have decided to just say fuck it and give our thoughts on the whole Will and Jada
situation. What do you mean, fuck it? Everybody's doing it. We're going to do it, too.
Exactly.
We have a fucking right, goddammit.
I'm just being nice about it.
Nah, dude. Nah, I mean, hey. We're on Willie Will's side. Come on now.
I feel bad for Will.
Yeah,
still always look up to Will,
dude. It was...
Especially after this, I definitely look up to Will because Will played this shit.
I didn't even think about Joyner Lucas right now, dude. Oh, he's probably like, "Fuck."
Oh fuck yeah, dude. J. Cole, remember that line that he said?
Yeah.
I know he mad as hell.
Yep.
He'll be like, "Bro, really?" After all the shit I just said in this damn song, I can never sing the song again.
Nah, he's still gonna make mills.
I know, right?
He'll probably change up the lyric.
Hell no.
They'll change the lyric.
Nigga, that song is too damn old.
It's just one lyric. No, I mean like live, not digitally, but live when you perform it.
Dude, that shit digitally, I'd be fucking weak.
Nah, dude, it'll be a clip on Instagram in like a few months when concerts are coming back and shit.
Dude, I guarantee it. Came back. The concerts are coming back no time soon.
They'll come back.
I hope
sometime.
Actually, no. The baby just did a concert, or not a concert, but a performance.
Like some places aren't closing down. You know what I mean? Yeah. We're only closing down because the governor said so.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But, like, the main places for people to actually, like, get, like, a packed full crowd are the main places that are getting shut down.
Yeah, it's true.
Most of the East Coast, most of the West Coast. Fucking Texas is damn sure getting closed down.
All right, man. Yeah. All right. Anyway, let's... That's neither here nor there. We're getting off point here.
We digress. So back to the subject. So yeah. Anyway, with everything that was going on with the whole, I watched the Red Table and like hearing everything that she said,
dude,
like it pissed me off lightweight because it's like how the, like I understand that, yeah, if you're feeling some type of way and that you're in a depression or a depressed state or whatever the fuck,
my God,
you try and do something that makes you happy, try and do something to change you and all that shit. But, like, to have another nigga chilling in the same house as your husband.
And having an affair.
Yeah, and having an affair on top of
An entanglement.
Yeah, or whatever the fuck you want to call it. The entire time, for him to know later on, and okay, to be okay with it, putting in air quotes here. And it's like, it doesn't make any sense to me, because it's like, how in the fuck would any guy, any husband, be completely okay with
this? He's not okay, bro.
Nah, like, there's no way in hell.
You could see it in the interview. Like yeah. But he's on national television. You
know? Right.
He's not gonna fucking...
Like, the entire time, like, in his eyes, you can tell.
He ain't about to snap.
Like, he's like, bro, I'm so over this shit right now. Like, he's like, I'm done with this shit right now.
But I don't know.
Like, I don't know why I'm here. Or no, he's like, I'm only here just to fucking air out everything. But at the same time, he was done with all that shit.
Yeah.
Like, he just wanted that shit to be over, to be done with. And I feel bad for all the people.
That are, people are fucking with.
Yeah, people are fucking with
him. Like Michael Blackson.
Yeah,
did you see that shit?
I haven't seen that shit. Dude, that shit was funny as fuck.
Dude, it was.
That's a lie.
It was crazy, bro.
Told that man his girlfriend can eat now from the front. How the hell?
The tag you put too, man, on Instagram, he's all, I'm definitely not going to be in a Men in Black 4.
Oh, damn. That's right.
I was like, or no, Bad Boys 4.
Yeah.
My
that's
bad.
Right. They're actually supposed to be, was supposed to be one.
I think there's going to be, or I don't know, probably not now.
Nah, the way Bad Boys 3 ended, there was supposed to be a Bad Boys 4.
Well, no, I was talking, yeah. But yeah, dude, no, it's, I don't know, dude. He fucking held it down like a real one, though.
Yeah, he did.
Like, he didn't really freak the fuck out, you know what I mean? But it's a sad topic, man.
Yeah, it is. It's really hard to, like, see one of your, like, biggest idols go through some shit like this and, like, how everybody was, like, treating him.
She was, like, completely fucking stone-faced. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just...
She just had very little emotion. She, like, hit Hillary Clinton the whole fucking thing.
Right.
She was a presidential debate at that moment. Like, you know what I mean?
And it just sucks because it's, like, you could see in her face that she really, like... didn't care. And it was just like,
she just had a justification or an excuse for everything. Like, and he's just like, oh man, I don't know. It just sucks. It sucks, dude. I feel like now, dude, like the way all this culture shit is getting, dude, with media and memes and all that, I feel like we're gonna start seeing like so many more things like this. You know what I mean? Things are going to be exposed.
Yeah, that is true.
Get off your fucking phone.
I'm looking up something.
That's what are you looking up?
Phone. Fucking, I heard a rumor talking about that Boondock Saints 3 was probably actually going to be confirmed to happen. But fucking looking up and actually looking at the information on my phone, both Norman Reedus and I cannot remember the fuck from my life.
Sean Patrick Flannery.
Yeah, Sean Patrick Flannery.
Come on, they get both, at me.
Shut up, though. They both have confirmed that they don't want to be a part of it and they don't want to do it. Because one of the, not directors, what is it, producers, was their best friend, closest friend, and he passed away.
Oh, but come on, do it in his memory.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too. Honor that shit. In his memory, but I think that's what they did for the second one, because remember they did In Loving Memory at the end?
Oh, yeah, I think I do remember that. I don't know. It's been a while since I've seen that movie. So it's a good movie, but that was hella off topic.
I know it's hella off topic. I'm sorry, guys. But it popped up on my phone. I was like, hold on, let me check.
I don't even remember what I was saying.
I don't either. But there's another topic that I actually do want to get at.
All right, dude, do it. We got a little bit more time.
It's a sad topic, I'm not going to lie. So
fuck it, dude. We're already sad.
Yeah, we're already sad. Sorry, Will.
We brought sad boy vibes.
But fucking one of, and I know you don't really care because you've never watched it. Or I'm pretty sure you never give a fuck about it. But I actually watched Glee.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Watched Glee.
What the fuck are you talking
so,
about?
So, one of the actresses, Naya Riviera.
Oh, she died.
Away. Yeah.
Yeah, I seen that.
She passed away a couple days ago around July 8th, I want to say.
Yeah, dude, that's unfortunate.
And they barely found her body. And it's hard because, like, I actually really liked that show when she was one of my favorite characters.
She just, like, disappeared?
Yeah, it was, she, like, disappeared or some shit like that. and like fucking reading up and watching it and shit, and it's just like, bro, like I really like this character. Like I loved her. Like, goddamn.
So did they have like a thing on this? Like she just went missing and
they do have a thing on it.
Is there a murder case or?
I don't think it's a murder case right now. I think it's just accident. I think they were just partying and shit like that, and then fucking she just disappeared. Like shit. Nah, like that
ain't right.
It's more the same thing with the fucking WWE superstar.
Oh, yeah. So like they were at like a water thing.
Like yeah, they're at like a lake or something. Yeah, something like that, and then fucking they just found her body just.
Oh fuck! So she got like swooped away.
Yeah, that's what people are thinking.
Oh, fuck! Dude, that sucks. Like, that's a shitty way to go.
Yeah, like it sucks because like fucking they even show a picture of her kid after all the shit that's going on.
Yeah,
you know, the whole family and shit, and like they look sad and it's
fuck yeah, dude. Fuck yeah.
It's like, I don't know like how I'd react to some shit like that. I'm like, I'm not trying to like speak on it to like be disrespectful or nothing like that. It's just like she was like really one of my favorite characters, and like it sucks to see shit like that. Like I don't want to see anything like that.
Nah, man, like, it's unfortunate.
It's crazy to me though, because like people are just dying a lot like quickly.
Yeah,
like at least as far as like we're hearing, like especially celebrities, or not even celebrities, just fucking even random people, like hella people are dying too damn fast.
Yeah, it's very true, man.
But it's like I don't really know what to say. I'm just a normalized black guy. Can't really say much of anything.
Yeah, I don't know. I try not to get too crazy with my stuff on here, but yeah. Like I mean, you gotta air it out. You know what I mean? You gotta air it out.
Right.
There's a lot of things happening right now. You know what I mean? It's like probably sucks if people aren't talking about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's probably worse to not talk about it.
Like most of the day is on the
news. Cause this is like the craziest time that we've been through in our life. You know what I mean? Like
I've never dealt with no shit like this.
Yeah. No.
Like
we've been through 9/11, but we were like super young.
We were kids.
Yeah. We didn't really be affected by that.
I was like 5 when that happened.
Yeah. I think like the most impactful thing after that was like Obama.
Yeah, Obama,
like for like I remember president. You know like watching that in class, yeah, and I was like, yeah,
same here.
And I was like, this is fucking dope, dude.
Yeah, fucking, I remember that, and fucking, that was like the only thing that was like really impactful for my life, and that was nothing bad. That
and then
good.
You know, and then Trump, and then fucking, well, the North Korea, did,
fucking, with healthcare and all that shit, then fucking,
Osama
shit, fucking, and it's like ironic as hell how all like the good shit happened during Obama's term. And all this bad shit's going down during Trump's term.
Oh, there was a lot of bad shit back then too.
Yeah, but
the world is mad crazy. It's getting crazy. Yeah, like it's really bad right now.
And like the thing is, if everything turns around and becomes good, Trump will literally go down for being the president that so called saved everybody.
Well, yeah. Yeah. They'll make him out to be the fucking golden boy with his little toupee.
It's like, bro, I don't want to like my daughter come out of nowhere 17 years later talking about our history class, talking about how Trump did this, that, and the other thing. We know damn well he didn't.
Yeah.
And it's just like,
yeah, I don't know, man. It's unfortunate. But like, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't really want to vote for Joe Biden.
Oh, hell no, I don't either.
Because I think he's a lizard person.
And it's still weird as fuck to me that Kanye is actually running. Like, he really confirmed that he's running.
I mean, dude, like, what party is he picking?
The home party, something like that.
It is
actually an actual fucking.
Well, he's got to go through like a lot of shit though. He's got to get like a lot of signatures, yeah, and shit. Like he can't just be like, I don't know.
Yeah, but he's seriously doing this, and I feel like he's only doing this just to make sure that Joe Biden doesn't win.
That's true.
Like as long as somebody else is running, somebody that's more popular than Joe Biden.
Yeah, because you know, like their whole plan is for like Joe to get it, but like. And then, like, give it to somebody.
Yeah, I feel like that's probably going
to
happen.
I was reading that somewhere. Like, they're like, you know what I mean? Like, that could be their potential plan to.
For Joe to win, but then fucking somebody else just.
They'll switch it up last minute, you know what I mean? Because he's too old, nor he can't do it.
And fucking, we don't know who his VP would be.
Yeah. It'd be cool if Yang. Yang would be dope.
I would
dope.
Laugh my ass off if Obama came back.
He can't, though. He could be a VP, I think.
He could be a VP.
That'd be kind of sick.
But if the president goes and the VP's in charge, then it just goes back to that nigga.
No, dude. I think there's more to
I feel like there would be more like laws to prevent shit like that.
Yep. But anyway, dude.
But that'd be dope as fuck if you did pull that shit off.
We're about out of time here. We gotta wrap it up. thank you guys for listening. Follow me at Too Stony for You at Instagram. And thanks for listening. Love you guys.
Peace.
Love you.